that mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah yesterday, wherein the Prophet had made dua for mercy for that person who goes to his Muslim brother, he has oppressed him in some way, hurt his feelings, etc. He goes and asks for forgiveness. As I mentioned, this needs a bit of courage, and Rasulullah had mentioned he does so before the Day of Judgment. Because on the Day of Judgment, فَلَيْسَ ثَمَّ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ, there is no money, currency on that day, he'll be able to settle his scores with his Muslim brother. The object of mentioning this hadith is for us to ponder if there is some brother or some person in the locality, in the community that we have hurt feelings for, whose feelings we must have hurt, so we should go up to him and ask him for forgiveness before it is too late and become deserving of this great dua of Rasulullah of mercy. And as I mentioned, the position of a mu'min in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very sacred. Also, in looking after the rights of the people, is safeguarding our a'mal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith mentioned, man al-muflis, who is the bankrupt person? Who is the person that is poor? Who is the person that is a pauper? Who is the person that is destitute? Companion said, man la mala lahu, that person that has no wealth, he is a poor person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned words to this effect, no, a poor person is that person who will come on the Day of Judgment with a lot of deeds, bi hasanat. But what will be the position? قَدْ زَلَمَ هَذَا أَوْ شَتَمَ هَذَا أَوْ أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, he must have hurt the feelings, must have oppressed somebody unjustly, or he must have saw somebody, abused him as far as speech is concerned, or he must have usurped his rights, etc. Then what will happen? Those people come and take away his good deeds. All his good deeds are taken away till they are depleted completely. And sometimes what happens, if that is not by taking away the good deeds, if the rights are not fulfilled, then he will have to bear the bad deeds of the other people as well. So here we gather from this hadith that looking after the rights of people, not hurting anybody's feelings, etc., is very, very important and significant, also in safeguarding our a'mal. One hadith is mentioned, that which is the best Islam? Rasulullah mentions, al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi, that the best Muslim is that person from whose hands and his tongue, the evil of the hands and his tongue, the other Muslims are saved. In other words, he does not cause harm to another Muslim with his tongue, nor does he cause any harm to any other Muslim with his hands. He doesn't cause evil, doesn't talk bad about him, doesn't hurt his feelings, doesn't insult him or doesn't degrade him, etc. with his tongue. And with his hands also, he doesn't harm him in any way, doesn't hurt him in any way, doesn't write anything against him, etc. So here we find again, the best Muslim is that person who doesn't hurt the feelings of the other Muslims. And if you look at the honor of the Muslim, we all know there are some objects whose honor is deeply rooted in our hearts. For example, the Baytullah. We all honor the Baytullah, we are all linked to the Baytullah, though we are thousands of miles away. But we know that we cannot urinate towards it and urinate towards the Baytullah, face our backs towards the Baytullah, stretch our feet towards the Baytullah, spit in the direction of the Baytullah, undress in the direction of the Baytullah. This is all part of the honor and respect that we do to the Baytullah. But the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Umar, he addresses the Baytullah and he says, Ya Kaaba, ma a'zamaki wa ma ahzami hurmatik. Then he says, Wal mu'minu a'zamu hurmatan inda Allahi minki. He says, how great are you and how great is your sanctity. But he says, the mu'min, he is greater, his sanctity is greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even than you, more than you. Otherwise, he is more honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Baytullah itself. Can you imagine how honorable and sacred this mu'min is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One hadith is mentioned, man aza musliman bighayri haqqin faka'annama hadama Baytullah. Now we cannot imagine desecrating or not respecting the Baytullah. Forget going to demolish the Baytullah. But here the hadith is mentioned, whomsoever hurts the feelings of a Muslim unjustly, فَكَأَنَّمَا هَلَمَ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ, is like that person who has demolished the Kaaba. Can we imagine demolishing the Kaaba? We cannot even think of disrespecting the Kaaba, but here, dishonoring a Muslim or hurting the feelings of a Muslim unjustly is tantamount and equal to demolishing the Kaaba itself. What a grave action. Just to show the importance of a mu'min. One hadith is mentioned, that person that hurts the Muslim, hurts the Muslim, he hurts me. Rasulullah says he hurts me. And if he hurts my feelings, then he has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how important the respect of the mu'min is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to show the relationship of one mu'min with the other, just use one word, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. The Muslims are brothers. Because every person knows the feelings he should have, the love he has, the mercy he has, the honor he has towards his next brother. Everybody knows that. You don't have to teach one brother that you must love your brother, you must honor him, you must respect him, you must support him, you must assist him. Everybody knows that. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the relationship of the mu'mineen, he used one small concise word that every person knows, that innama al-mu'minun ikhwa, that the Muslims are brothers to each other. No matter who they are, where they are, what their creed may be, what their language may be, what their background may be, the fact that if they accept Islam and they believe in Allah, then they are our brothers. And this should be the respect and honor and feelings for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. As I said, this matter, or this is of paramount importance, that we know the position and the status of a mu'min. Normally we all like to honor somebody else, but every mu'min is so valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue, and the following day also we'll continue. There's so much subject matter here on this subject. There's so much we find here information in the hadith and the Quran and part regarding the status of a mu'min, that sometimes we feel that we can become, get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just fulfilling the rights of a mu'min.